And it is a minute before 10 a.m. Coming up at 10 a.m. will be, of course, Air Cascadia. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. At 10:15 today, Locus Focus has host Barbara Bernstein talks with Dan Sears, Conservation Director for Columbia Riverkeeper, about proposals to build oil, coal, and LNG terminals across the Northwest and the opposition these proposals face from broad segments of the community. And, of course, at 11, it's Grace Eagle Reed with Disability Awareness. And today at 11:30 on the radio scene, we speak with City Repair Corps managers Pretty Shaw and Rudy DeCruz about issues of placemaking, gentrification, equity, diversity, and multiculturalism within the sustainability movement and about the upcoming village building convergence. So thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not yet a member, join. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 25th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Our guest today, Jody McCaffrey, is coming on to talk to you about the significance, the importance of the rally taking place in Salem tomorrow. If you haven't made plans, you still have about 24 hours to get it together. Buses are going to be down there. We want to fill those buses. This is very, very critical. We are basically saving a river. This is the river of memories. This is where our collective subconscious flows. We cannot afford to destroy any more. We're also going to try to bring on Sarah Westover. She's the organizer of the rally in Salem. On this show, on Air Cascadia, we've talked a lot about so many of these topics. And you know what? We're going to keep talking about it. Because the ever watchful eye, don't forget, she who watches on the north bank of the Columbia near the village of Wishram, there's a rock shaped like a monument or marker. It's been painted an eye. It's large and all-seeing, and no matter from what point part of the village a person looks at the eye, it appears to watch every moment, every movement. The eye was painted long ago in the days of grandfathers. One night, a medicine man of the Wishram mixed up some paint made from roots. Then an unseen power guided his hand and his brush across a stone. The night was dark, without moon and without stars. The man could not see what he was painting. He worked hard so that his work would be done before morning came. He was alone, and there was no sound except the splashing of the water on the rocks below. When dawn came, the medicine man had finished. Later, he was found in a trance at the foot of the rock. A ghostly eye was looking down on him and on the people who came to him. All knew that Tamano Nawis had painted it. Ever since then, the eye has watched the village. It protects the people from evil spirits. It sees everything that everyone does. Tamano Nawis. That is what we dedicate the show to. Jody, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
I am delighted to have you on the show today. We've had you on frequently in the past. You're consistently generous with your time, but today is perhaps more important. So much is going on. There are attacks on the Columbia River, our river of memory. And you know what? Rivers remember everything. So we wonder, though, how much they forgive. To a certain degree, a river is very forgiving. But at a certain point, that has to stop. And we have pretty much reached that point. the assaults coming from corporate interests, mostly out of state, some overseas. Right now is perhaps one of our last best chances to stop the assault. Jody, can you tell us a bit about the rally tomorrow? What led up to it? Why it's so important?
Well, I think it's important because particularly down here that with the Jordan Cove export project, I think there's been some consensus in the legislature or with the former governor that, you know, people wanted it down here because there wasn't a big enough cry or message being sent up there to Salem. So we need a lot of people showing up to send a very strong message that our farmers or ranchers or fishermen or hunters or workers or educators and the people that are impacted in these small rural communities are supported and with a solidarity of a voice saying no LNG exports. We don't want this in our state, either on the Columbia River or down here in Jordan Cove.
And Sarah Westover, the organizer of this event, is joining us now also, Jody. So let's welcome her. Let's welcome Sarah to the KBOO Airwaves in Air Cascadia. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, and we've got Jody McCaffrey on the line, also one of the principal activists down in the Coos Bay area, where there is not as much support for activism and protest as there is up here in Portland. So it's a bit of a lonely fight, and Jody has never faltered, never wavered. So welcome, Sarah. Can you talk a bit? Also, let's bring you into the conversation about this rally tomorrow in Salem.
Sure. So one of the things that's so great about the rally to protect our homes tomorrow is that hundreds of Oregonians from all over the state are coming together in solidarity to say, no LNG, no pipelines, let's protect our home, let's protect Oregon from dangerous and dirty fossil fuel export projects like the Jordan Cove project and the Oregon LNG project. We're fortunate enough to be joined by some really big people in the community, including former Secretary of State Bill Bradbury is going to come speak at the event, and of course Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the president of the Waterkeeper Alliance, is coming all the way from the East Coast to give us a special address. So we're hoping that this becomes a very visible action that our governor sees and takes to heart when determining whether or not what our future looks like for Oregon in terms of how we use energy.
So Governor Kate Brown is kind of a dark horse. We don't know where she stands on environmental issues. We have, you know, we could look at her track record, but going forward, how do you think, well, either one, either Sarah or Jody, weigh in on this, what the governor's position is on this in particular?
Well, the governor has yet to take a stance, and that's why we're asking her. We're letting her know that Oregonians have her back. If she helps us stand up to these huge energy corporations who put our communities at risk, Oregonians have her back. We want to clear a path for a clean energy future in Oregon. Going forward on these LNG export projects would make that impossible. The governor has a lot of power in the state. You know, federal and state agencies right now are both evaluating permits for these projects, and we are asking our governor to provide leadership and make sure that Oregon complies with all of our environmental laws that should prohibit these projects from moving forward. So we certainly hope that she'll be a strong ally for our cause, and we look forward to working with her on this.
And Jody, from your viewpoint downstate, people will be coming up. Has the rally generated any more protest or interest or activism in down your way?
Well, I think we have a lot of people that, because we have buses that are leaving from a lot of the counties, a lot of older people that normally can't make the trip are really excited to be coming, to be able to come. So I hope that people from areas that don't have buses will also come. and join us, because the volume, we need the volume of people there to really send the message that it's not just a dozen of us, as the industry paints all the time in these rural communities that are opposed to this, that a lot of Oregonians are opposed to this for multiple reasons. It can be a lot of times there are conservative reasons that people have that are different than maybe liberal reasons, but they're all the same message, that this is a bad idea to do this, and it's a bad idea for our future, it's a bad idea for jobs, particularly in the rural communities. It will negatively impact a lot of our smaller businesses here in our fishing industry and others. So we have a big, strong message to send, and we hope that the governor will support the process and the effort and actually stand up and say, you know, this needs to be done properly, and Oregonians need to be protected.
Every other state, all communities up and down the West Coast have said no to this in different ways. We have a recent oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara. That should send a message right there. And I want to ask either one again in about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Should that pass, a corporation that wants to build an oil terminal could go to court, to the International Tribunal, and sue, saying that they stand to lose several billion dollars if they're not allowed to build an oil terminal, and that if they don't build it, then the community needs to compensate them. Let's just say $3 billion. That's how much. So any communities on the Columbia River are going to be able to cough up $3 billion to compensate these corporations? I don't think so. What are we going to do? This is so critical, as well as the rally. There is a lot going on. This is true. It is a holiday weekend. This is also true. But call up elected representatives. It's not too late. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is part and parcel of this action taking place tomorrow in Salem. It doesn't matter. It won't matter. It'll be a moot point if we don't stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership cold in its tracks. So that's got to be part of it. If you're sitting on a bus heading for Salem, be sure to make those calls. Just a heads up. We have about 3.5 minutes left to go today. I want to give each of you a chance to talk about resources, how to get involved if you're not already involved, and where to go to get answers to any questions that listeners might have.
So one of the best places where people can access resources right now is, well, first, showing up at the rally tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. on the Capitol steps. We're going to be kicking things off, and it's certainly a good place to get educated on what's happening with these LNG export proposals right here in Oregon. And another resource is our website at nolngexports.org to get more background and context, as well as a volunteer form. So we certainly hope folks will visit the website.
And Jody, can you bring people up to date on the campaign down there, Citizens Against LNG? And I believe you had computer problems, but nonetheless, the site is still there.
Yeah, oh, yes. Our website, which is actually linked to nolngexports.org, is citizensagainstlng.com. You can get some of the history there of what's going on. I haven't got the latest updates because I've had computer problems. We have some hearings going on. We have a hearing on Friday in Coquille. It's a real critical hearing for a land use decision on the Jordan Cove project. It's at 1:30. And you can email Citizens Against LNG from the website, and I can give you more information about that.
Final thoughts, just before we let you both go. We've got about 2 minutes left before we're out.
Just show up to the show up. If you have any... available time. We need the people there, lots of people, and wear red if you have red. We're pushing that color. We have signs that'll be there. I'm bringing bunches of signs that people can hold, and we just hope to see a lot of people there.
Bring yourself down there. Sarah, any thoughts?
Yeah, just really encourage folks to take action. We can't be apathetic about these issues. This is our home. We need to protect it, and we look forward to seeing folks at the rally tomorrow.
The river never forgets, and it's important right now to be part of that memory. Thank you both. My guests, of course, have been Sarah Westover, the organizer of the event, Jody McCaffrey, Citizens Against LNG down in Coos Bay. A couple of thoughts to leave you with. The activists building in Washington around 10 a.m. yesterday morning, they are now, I believe, both of them are no longer chained. Organizer Chiara D'Angelo was locked down to the anchor chain of the support barge of the Shell Arctic drilling rig, the Arctic Challenger. She was also joined, I believe, by Matt Fuller and Cody Erdman, and they are no longer chained to the vessels. I believe there have not been any arrests, but we'll bring you updates throughout the day. Another note, thousands of people hit the streets in cities across the world on Saturday to protest against the American biotechnology giant Monsanto. And finally, in this, investigators in Fremont, California are working to find the vandal or vandals who destroyed a dam on Alameda Creek. The dam held back approximately 50 million gallons of drinking water, which is enough. The vandals struck last Thursday morning, and they say that it was a major spill. One dam down, many more to go. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, May 25th, 2015. Kate Welch engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of a film screening of COINTELPRO 101 Monday, June 1st at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. COINTELPRO 101 is a one-hour documentary produced by the Freedom Archives explaining an illegal FBI program coined as the Counterintelligence Program, spearheaded by J. Edgar Hoover, that targeted revolutionaries of the 60s and 70s. There will also be a presentation of ongoing local work and Q&A session after the film.